is the Brother Wee Show
on Radio 95.1.
Sounds pretty.
Oh, Brother Wee's.
Sounds pretty.
Listen to this voice. It is the voice of a gay man.
Is he newly gay?
He is a newly gay, and to my knowledge, the first country singer to come out of the closet.
Probably inspired by this TV show Nashville, where they got the in-the-closet gay lead character.
This is Ty Herndon. That's not counting Kenny Chesney, who's not. I'm just
yeah. It's a pretty song.
Yeah. So how do you think the country world will react to having a gay
singer? I think
singer?
The country world will like to present themselves as hip as everybody else, even though behind the scenes they might not like it.
They're angry.
But I think they're going to present as open arms. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing.
You got an intro for my brother?
Yep.
He may be the only man who can claim movie stubs on his tax return.
Here's movie critic Marshall Fine on the Brother Wee Show.
Good morning, Brother Marsh.
Hey, Brother Wee's, how you doing up there?
Marsh, you have a great weekend, bro.
All right, guys, you too.
Thank you. Marshall Fine, HollywoodandFine.com. Nice. Oh, yeah. Come on, John. Buddy. Shake the key a little bit.
Ooh.
Oh, we're going to talk about 3 pounds.
I love this.
3 elbows of Dunkin' coffee for under $20. Ooh. 3 pound gifts for your friends at work.
Wee's wants his Dunkin' Donuts.
What?
Wee's wants.
You heard the Billy DeTore Dunkin' Donuts choir. 3 elbows, 3 pounds, $19.99. 3 separate bags. Dunkin's packaged coffee makes a dynamite gift for people during the holidays. They're only available at the Dunkin' Donut restaurants. This offer doesn't stay around. It's a holiday thing only, so check it out. They're available in all the different flavors, original coffee, decaffeinated, dark roast. Grab a pound of hazelnut or mix and match them at Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin' and has been for about 65 years. We're going to take a short break. Kids, come back and talk about the tragic story of their... Oh, we got a guest?
Doug.
Oh, Doug. It's already that time?
Yep.
I'm trying to have a good time over here.
Doug's going to come in and spoil
it all? I didn't mean that in a bad way. Did not mean that in a bad way. Just had some stuff I wanted to talk to Johnny about, but we'll get the news from Doug.
More coming up, but first, audio from the upcoming Pitbull Parade.
And here we see another group of beautiful dogs. And they... Wait, one of them just got loose.
It's running over here to our booth.
No, no!
Ah, it's got my leg! Oh, this vicious beast has my leg! Oh, God!
What do you want me to do?
Anything, please! Oh, no, he's going for my face! Oh, help me!
Whose idea was this?
Brother Wee's All Morning. Kimberly and Beck in the afternoon.
Radio 95.1.
Traffic.
Well, the thruway is still closed. If you've been injured, don't wait. Call 8.
At NBC5.
As much as your ears do.
This is the Brother Wee Show.
On Radio 95.1.
Justin Bieber in the news. That friend Barbie.
Here's 13 Wham TV's Doug Emledge.
Brought to you by Patrick Buick GMC.
On Radio 95.1.
Dougie Fresh.
Oh, Dougie.
Dougie Dog.
Dougie Frozen Out.
Due to Dougie. Undougie.
Dougie.
Hit the deer, Dougie. Do we have all the buttons and
yeah,
the things?
Everything's up and going.
All right, well, while we're waiting. Well, what's that? Due to Dougie? Good idea.
Thank you, Bryn.
That is a good idea. Let me. Well, I don't want to do the same news he was going to. I'm afraid to do the news, and then he's got the same news. Let me talk about this. He won't have this. They're supposed to close the Interloop today, but they backed off. Instead, they're going to open it up. They're going to close it. Excuse me. Wait a minute. What's the date today? Oh, yeah. They're going to open it up next Wednesday, close it. Next Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, they will start closing the Interloop. It was supposed to be today, but they changed their mind.
Well, they're busy because, you know, they're sending a lot of city workers out to Buffalo. We heard that earlier. The mayor's going to send a lot of people to go help out, which is great. Great move. Yep. But obviously going to leave us lacking in Rochester, so no Interloop yet. That can wait.
John, what'd you do to Doug Emledge?
Well, where's Doug? I just saw him on the tubage.
That is the question.
He might just not be here yet. There might not be a technical difficulty. We might just be... He might actually be so used to us being late that he started to just take for granted that we're going to be late.